Our next item is Jeremy Day Retail Building, preliminary commercial site plan, US Route 113.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 4,000 square foot retail building located on 21,633 square feet. At a site in C1, general commercial. Setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. 10 parking spaces are required, 13 have been provided. The parking area is located within the front yard setback and that's subject to site plan review. There's a existing daycare center located to the southern parcel from this site. They have parking that's within the front yard setback. Since the site's located in the highway quarter overlay zone, a 20-foot landscape buffer would be required. Ingress and egress to the site is from a cross-access easement from the adjoining site. That is the applicant's residence. And we've received all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, regarding applicant Jeremy Day Retail Building, my motion is for approval of this plan as a preliminary with a highway corridor overlay landscape buffer to be shown on the final.
The applicant is here, Mr. Smith, and I think they've got some problems with the buffer, so you may want to hear.
Okay.
From that.
Okay, is there someone here with an interest in this site plan? Give us your name and address, please.
Yes, my name is Doug Parker and I prepared the plan. And my address is at the bottom right-hand corner of the plan.
Okay.
And according to the letter that I got from Shane on October 31st, we plan to apply for variance for the buffer in the front. The site is very limited. It's narrow, and I won't say it's irregular, but it's kind of truncated. It doesn't have perpendicular sidelines. And actually, the best space for doing anything at all was in the front, and putting any kind of a 20-foot buffer in the front would encroach on the entrance that you actually access the site. The way the plan is shown right now, you'll see that there's a 30-foot access from the entrance where you come into the entrance and you make a right-hand turn. And the way that it's shown, we're allowing about 27 feet right in front of the garage. So in other words, if you're running an errand and you want to park your car, or these days if it's an SUV, the length would be out of the 30-foot wide access easement. And you could have a vehicle parked in front of the garage. Worst case scenario, you have a fire. Emergency vehicles will still have access. Moving any parts of the site back to accommodate a buffer would make that more narrow. And if by chance a vehicle actually does park there, then there may be some access problems. And like Shane said, that we have fire marshal approval right now and DLDOT. And also from the buffer, I was reading for the corridor overlay zone and the zoning ordinance. And not to quote directly, but I know it's particularly for visual purposes. And I've brought a few 8.5 by 11 documents that I could give to the commission. But to make a long story short, we had to get a variance for stormwater. And to get the variance for stormwater, we showed that in addition to the wetlands in the back of our site, there are an incredible amount of wetlands contiguous to that. In fact, I think a subdivision was proposed in back of our property at one time, and it was abandoned, I think, because of that. In an argument that I made for the Conservation District, between that wetland delineation we had for that and the state wetland maps across the street, the whole corridor is pretty wet. So even though we would be parking within the 20-foot buffer, we feel with the whole corridor being wet that there'll be mature trees up and down that corridor forever. And so I'd like to go and ask for a waiver for the buffer in the front. And also the wetland area that we have in the back, standing mature trees are in there also. So it's a pretty green corridor at this time.
Thank you.
It would be, Mr. Smith, if you're so inclined, I mean, how are you feeling about this?
What I would like to do, Mr. Chairman, is withdraw or let my motion die for lack of a second of approval on this with the stipulation that the highway corridor landscape buffer be in place. I would like to, with your acquiescence, I would like to, regarding the this application, I would like to defer it so I could take a visit to the site and further educate the commission. And if you'd like to leave those with what you've got with Mr. Abbott, we'd be happy to look at them.
The waiver would have to be granted by the board.
The waiver for the buffer.
The buffer.
Right.
Commission doesn't have the authority to do that, so you could still grant preliminary approval subject to the 20-foot landscape buffer being rectified, which is they're either going to have it or the board can grant them a variance and they wouldn't need it.
So
well, what I would like to see is it looks to me like you could squeeze another 3 or 4 feet out of that without affecting your access coming across, because your paving isn't the full width of your 30 feet. Looks like you've left a few feet on each side of that. And if you could push that enough to get a landscape strip in front of that parking, I think that might make it a little bit more palatable for everyone.
Well, I spoke to the client yesterday, and if I could ask Shane once again what the how the parking provided and the parking required, how did that work again?
You had 3 spaces more than what's required.
3 spaces more? All right. And speaking to Jeremy the other night, I suggested, and this might address that we actually eliminate 3 or 4 spaces in the front and have parallel parking. And then that would give us an instantaneous 10-foot buffer, and we could put some planting 10 feet wide and keep the plan just like it is, and that wouldn't affect the conservation district because we would be reducing impervious area at that point. That would be fairly easy to do.
Well, what if you took, I understand it'd be fairly easy to do, but parallel parking, you're essentially going to, people are going to be okay parking. When they go to leave, it's going to be interesting how many times they're going to have to jack that SUV around in order to get turned around in that parking lot is the thing that would concern me. But it's not that it's an engineering question, and I'm not an engineer. I'm just looking at, though, you've got a 5-foot sidewalk and a 5-foot landscape area. You could reduce those by 2 or 3 feet total, and if you used parking bumpers in each space to keep vehicles from projecting over the sidewalk, you could pick up enough out there to have a landscape strip in front of your parking. Still not mess up your easement and might be a better compromised than the parallel parking is.
Okay.
You also gain up, you can reduce the driveway width to 24 instead of 25 when you get, since you have two rows of parking.
Yeah, that's true. So I mean, I think you could end up probably with 5 feet out there anyway, and if you landscaped it, it would might be an acceptable alternative.
Is that the figure I should strive for, 5 feet?
Well, we can't speak for the Board of Adjustments. I think all we can say is that we certainly could be reflected that we had this discussion and that seemed to be reasonable, to us. We can't do much more than that, I don't think, can we? But it's not our it's not really our call on the variance.
Is there someone I should contact to make sure that we have a minimum amount of feet in front of the garage? And that what parallel parking is 22 feet long?
10 by 22s.
Yeah. So I think we have about 27 right now, just scaling.
Yeah, I know you could that you could do it that way, and you know that's another certainly another way to do it. Mr. Smith, I think where we are is that if it's acceptable to us, subject to a variance, then that's what it is. Mm-hmm. If you don't feel that it would if not, then you certainly can turn it down on that basis. You can turn it down as submitted. It's kind of interesting, Mr. Lank. You've been doing this for a while. The way that would work is if the commission turns it down, can the applicant seek a variance from a site plan that's not been approved?
They can ask. Because they're asking for the variance before they come back to the commission with a revised site plan.
Yeah. I mean, that would be your other alternative.
It looks like, I know they've been through the conservation district and all. There isn't any way to pull that building back a few more feet? Because you're gaining one by the driveway width change. You could reduce probably five. If you're going to landscape across the front, you don't necessarily have to landscape right in front of the building. It could be sidewalk.
Well,
issue six.
Well, we could pull the building. We could pull the parking. The key is what everyone is comfortable with in front of that garage.
With
emergency vehicles. I mean, we could reduce walking, the sidewalk.
Yeah,
we could
fire marshal too, so you got a problem with agency.
Right. And
well, that's why I was trying to keep you within your easement area, your 30 feet. If you push it as far away as you can without violating that, looks like you would pick up 3 or 4 feet maybe.
Well, even
you've got a foot out front now.
Right.
So.
The display area is pretty firm, I'm assuming.
The what area?
The display area in the building, 40 by 50, and then 40 by 50 inventory.
Yeah.
Is there a way to put a couple of cars that would access to the loading, the driveway serving the loading area? I'm just trying to.
It's narrow and it's.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, it's for lack of words, it's kind of like the best it could be.
Yeah, I see it now. It's only 16 feet, so that wouldn't work either.
I mean, it's kind of connected to the residence, but we're trying to keep it disconnected all at the same time. A couple of other things that I thought about. I know I have this, and I believe I mentioned this to you, Lawrence. It's a catch-all statement at the top of the page. I know that, and I've also talked to the client about this also, that maybe we could add some wording to that if by chance that he gets a price that he can't refuse and wants to go ahead and sell the house along with it because the buyer wants more land, then all this could be revisited about rearranging everything, including parking and stormwater and everything else.
Would the shared parking agreement work for the residents? It's in commercial also.
There's no reason it wouldn't. It's the same owner, basically the same, two parcels owned by the same party. Yeah, the shared parking thing would work too.
Now what's...
You'd have a shared parking agreement between the two...
From the residential character of that lot then.
Entities, which simply means that you're parking over at the residence and garage would be available to folks using this new building. As a practical matter, it may never happen, but it would certainly be allowable. And that way you could probably, if you're three over, we already have three more spaces than we need, right? Seven spaces that are giving us a heartburn is out front.
Yeah, they've got six right in front of the building. They've got seven across on the next to the right-of-way of Route 113.
Right. Well, those are the ones that would have to go. So I'm thinking that would be another way. It all depends on how much traffic they think they're going to have, I guess, and if he really wants people walking across the driveway. I think you have some options.
When they go to the Board of Adjustment, they either apply for the variance from the landscaping requirement or they apply for a reduction in the parking.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Smith, that still doesn't change our question here. Right. You can approve it subject to, or you can deny it, or you can defer it.
Yeah, I think considering that he's got these the agency approvals lined up, that the first motion that I made was probably the best motion, but I'll see what you other gentlemen say, and that is to approve the applicant Jeremy Day Retail as a preliminary commercial site plan with the 20-foot landscape buffer required by the combined highway corridor overlay zone to be shown on the final site plan, unless the applicant gets a waiver.
We had the same situation on another project on Route 113 a couple months ago. Or Cedar Neck area, one or the other. Same problem.
Right down the road was that Auto Works.
I can't remember the name. I just remember they're with us. And this is like same thing coming back. And I think the same, you did the same type motion, but I don't know if they ever went to the board or else they corrected it.
Auto Works. Their site plan didn't show a buffer, but they had the room to do it.
Yeah, right. Maybe that was it.
That was right down the road. That was on northbound lane, just north of this site, within a mile or two.
If I could down just... by the pond, right?
No.
Yeah. No.
Before we get to Jackie Parker's place.
Okay.
If I could just throw something out to the commission. As a mitigating factor, I guess, any possibility that we could propose a 20-foot-wide buffer zone in front of the residence and not the commercial site?
Really to separate the parking area? What?
Yeah, I thought the resident was commercial as well.
It's commercial zone, but it's... you're really separating the parking area from the purpose is to separate the parking area from the right of way.
Yeah. I don't know that really helps you any because it's if you were to make an application on that site, you'd end up having to do it anyway. So got a motion on the floor. Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve a Jeremy Day Retail Building preliminary commercial site plan on U.S. Route 13 with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.